Page 13. But that's impossible. The Albatross wasn't the most beautiful ship in the world, but Leveros Andreas didn't care. He was the ship's engineer, and everybody knew him as Levi. At 65, and after almost 50 years at sea, this was his final voyage. He couldn't wait to retire and use the money he had saved to buy a house in his hometown of Nikiti in Greece. He and the other two members of the crew were sailing toward the harbor town of Haven with their cargo of televisions. This was Levi's first time on the Albatross, but not his first time to visit Haven. Years before, when his wife was still alive, he had visited the little harbor town on the east coast of the United States with her. Those were happy years. Levi looked at the gold watch that his wife had given him for his 40th birthday. 1:14, he said. Usually, he tried to be in bed by 12, but Herman, the ship's cat, was missing. There was a storm coming, and he was worried. "I'll murder that cat when I find him," he said, shaking his head. There was only one more place to check, the cargo deck. He began climbing down the stairs to the lowest deck. He had almost reached the bottom step when he stopped. There, in front of him, the door to the cargo room lay half open. It was dark inside. Normally, the door was locked for security reasons. Levi thought about going to tell the captain immediately, but then he thought about Herman.
"Herman! Hey! Herman!"
Levi called from the door of the hold.
"Are you in there?"
He pulled out his flashlight.
"Herman!"
Levi called again. The flashlight shined only a few feet through the door and into the darkness, but Levi didn't really want to go any farther. The truth was, he was frightened of rats. This was one of the reasons why he liked Herman. Levi stood still. The ship was beginning to rise and fall more quickly now. The storm was getting closer.
"Herman! Where are you?"
Levi called out. The captain's orders were that no one was allowed to go into the cargo hold, but Levi had to find Herman. Hesitantly, Levi stepped forward, but he touched something with his foot. He jumped back and looked down. An apple core lay at his feet. At least it wasn't a rat. Andre, thought Levi. Andre was always leaving these things lying around. He pictured Andre's face. Large and stupid were the words that immediately came into his mind. Andre and his friend Carlos were his two crewmates. Although it wasn't easy on a small ship, Levi tried to stay away from them as much as possible.
"I should get out of here," he thought. "That crazy cat will have to find his own way out. I need to go and tell the captain about this door."
"Coo!"
The sound came from somewhere in the darkness.
"Coo! Coo!"
"What was that?"
he whispered to himself. He shined his flashlight into the darkness and moved toward the sound. The sound came again, only louder. Hundreds of boxes were piled high on both sides of him, but there was a clear path through them, like a river through a canyon. Levi's mouth fell open. At the far end of the hold, a light came from a half-open door.
"But that's impossible," he said. "There are no other rooms in the cargo hold."
But there was another room, and there was another light, and it was drawing Levi forward like a moth toward a lamp.